You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Time for a little Astros conversation today. I'm Dave Raymond with Brian McTaggart of Astros.com. And Brian, news breaking, I don't know if it's breaking news per se. Astros going to play some spring training contests against the Padres in Mexico City. And as long as I have known Jeff Luno, I have known that that has been his goal, and it's finally achieved. How big a deal is this inside that Astros front office?
Well, I think it's a pretty big deal, not only for the Astros, but for Major League Baseball. It'll be the first games in Mexico City since 2004 when Astros and Marlins went down there and played a couple. But yeah, the Jeff Luno, born and raised in Mexico City, of course, so a chance to go down there and with his team as general manager in his hometown. Got to be a really cool deal for him, and his father still lives in Mexico City, so having his father, I'm sure, out at the games would be really a really big moment in his career. But I think also for the Astros to, I don't know who they're going to take with them at this point, but I have to imagine some of their big stars would go down there. Correa and Altuve, I'm sure, have great appeal down there. Maybe Carlos Gomez, so a chance to show off those guys on an international stage and towards the end of spring training. And yeah, just a really cool deal. Two games against the Padres, calling it the Mexico City Series, and I'm sure baseball would like to do more of this down the road. It's been a long time since they played in Mexico City. We all know Mexico has a big love for baseball, a very successful league down there, and having a couple of the teams in big Latin American markets in the U.S. coming down there is a big deal.
Yeah, and it just seems it's a market that has long it loved baseball like a lot of markets in that region of the world, and yet we haven't seen a ton of development of major league players. Obviously guys like Fernando Valenzuela come to mind, and there are a handful of others, but it's nothing like the Dominican or Cuba or some of those others. I wonder if this might be the beginning of something rather important that way.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, the population of Mexico is so huge, and especially compared to the Dominican or Puerto Rico, and the amount of players they produce in the majors is dwarfed by those countries. And yeah, maybe this will help, foster some baseball down there. Maybe in a few years they talk about putting a team in Mexico City or Monterrey. I know they've been loose talk of something like that maybe happening. I think that's still a long shot, but you got to start somewhere. And, Mexico City is not a far flight from Houston, so it's not that far-fetched. Hey, if the NFL can talk about putting a team in England, I think Major League Baseball putting a team in Mexico is probably a doable thing, and I don't know if they want to do that down the road, but I think they're expecting sellout crowds at this event in the two games in late March, so that could be a good indicator of what the future might hold.
Very cool stuff. This time of year, it's kind of fun to think about how 2016 will shake out. Obviously, none of the rosters are necessarily set. There's still time for teams to make moves. But FanGraphs has come out. They've made their projections for 2016. They have the Astros and Mariners atop the AL West, both of them 85-win teams. So kind of in the spirit of bold predictions, Brian, do you see the Astros winning the AL West in 2016?
I think it'll be the Astros or the Rangers. I think we learned last year not to sleep on the Rangers. And if you consider all the injuries the Rangers had, and especially in pitching, and all these guys are going to be healthy. They're going to have Cole Hamels for a whole year. Yu Darvish could be back in May. The bullpen, which, they made those deals at the trade deadline. The bullpen got much improved and really was one of their keys down the stretch. They're going to have that bullpen for the whole year. And we all know they can mash a little bit. I just think the Rangers are going to be heard from in the division once again. They are the defending division champs. I think the Astros will be there too. If you look at what the Astros have done, basically they've added Ken Giles and gotten rid of a few spare parts, Chris Carter, Jonathan Villar, and guys like that. Maybe they have another move left in them. So they haven't made a ton of wholesale changes, but I think they've gotten better by adding Giles and improving that bullpen. And the Mariners under DePoto the first year, as soon as he took over as general manager, he's been making deals left and right, and it's going to be look like a completely different roster with the exception of a few of their key pieces back. So I think all three of those teams are going to be in the mix. I wouldn't count out the Angels. I think it's going to be a very, very competitive division, and I think the Astros are going to be right there. And, we still got 5 weeks of spring training, so the Astros could still make a move or two to bolster maybe their rotation or their lineup. I don't think they'll do anything big at this point, but it's going to be a fun division to watch. I think it's going to be a good division, a competitive division.
Yeah, I think Fangraphs is projecting four of the five teams to be 500 or better, which goes to your point. I mean, it is loaded. You know, on an individual basis, last year was such a big year for this franchise, whether it was, you know, all the awards they picked up or just some of the individual performances. What about, you know, predicting boldly here, Brian, something new or different that we didn't see this last year that we might see in 2016?
Yeah, well, get to your first point. I mean, if you look at 2015 for the Astros, they had a Hall of Famer, they had a no-hitter, had a triple play, had a Gold Glove winner, had an All-Star Game starter, Cy Young winner. Go down the list. It was a landmark year for them. But as far as 2016 goes, you know, I think we'll see the awards continue to pile up. And my bold prediction is that I think Carlos Correa will win the American League MVP in 2016. How about that? Over Trout and some other guys. But I just think at 21 years old, I think he's already putting himself in position to be one of the top players in all of baseball. And I think now with that experience under his belt, he's got postseason experience under his belt. He works hard. He wants to be the best. And I think we're still just scratching the surface of what this young man can be. And, you know, maybe that's a little early to put those kind of expectations on him, but it wouldn't surprise me. And if you want a bold prediction, how about that?
Yeah, I would say that qualifies, Ryan. I mean, you know, the American League does boast a handful of pretty spectacular players, but, you know, you've been making that point since he came up, and I don't think he disappointed last year in terms of the offensive numbers. They were as good as anybody on the team. Defensively, he draws raves. I think you might have a pretty good argument there. Do you think the team's performance drives a lot of those things in terms of awards? Could he still win the MVP if, in fact, let's say the team finished middle of the pack in the division?
Probably not. I mean, if you look at MVPs and Cy Youngs, they come from good teams. I mean, that's a trend. It's more often than not. But I think this will be a good team unless, you know, they have some catastrophic injuries or something. And Carlos was their best offensive player last year at 20 years old for most of the season, and he hit third in their lineup. You know, and he's only going to get better. That's the thing. I mean, I think defensively he's got a ways to go, and I think that'll come with being more comfortable as well. I think we'll see him get on base more, hit for higher average, strike out a little bit less. He doesn't lack confidence. He's just a complete package, and he's going to be a good player for a long time. And I'm really excited to see his first full season in the major leagues. Going into his first full season, he's only 21. He's got playoff experience. You know, he's right where he needs to be to take the next step to be a star.
Yeah, no doubt. What about this? One last quick thought for you. You know, Keuchel had the great year and the 20 wins. Colin McHugh came so close to 20 victories. Is this a team that could boast two 20-game winners or, who knows, more next year?
Well, I think it could. McHugh, really, for a 19-game winner. I mean, Keuchel and McHugh were 1-2 in the major league in wins, and McHugh just doesn't get the respect, I think, that he deserves, not only last year but the last 2 years. If how many pitchers have won, what, he's over 30 – 31, 32 wins in the last 2 years, and not a lot of starting pitchers have done that. So they feel very confident with him going out there and doing what he was doing. He really he struggled in the month of May. His ERA got up over 5, and then at the end of the year, his ERA is, you know, what, 3.5? That shows you how good he pitched the second half of the year, and he did it kind of quietly. And throw McCullers into the mix. You know, I think McCullers is another guy who could, at 21 years old, could just have a huge year next year. And you know, they feel pretty good about Fires. Is Feldman going to be healthy? Because when he was healthy last year, he was good. But, yeah, they could have two 20-game winners. And I think McCullers has 15 games plus in his back pocket as well. So this rotation is really, really good. I mean, they would like to add an arm to compete maybe for the four or five spots. But those top three spots are, I think, as good as anybody in the division at this point.
Yeah, I think you've got pretty solid ground to make that argument. Brian, great stuff as always, man. Appreciate the time, and you know, start getting your suitcase packed for Mexico City.
Yeah, I'm folding my socks right now.
That's my guy, Brian McTaggart, MLB.com Extras, the Houston Astros edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.